A person hits his father or mother and he causes a wound. Or he does the same. He's chovel his friend on Shabbos. Potter mikulan. He doesn't have to pay kefal dal behe. Why? Mipneshu nidun benafsho. Because instead, he's being judged on his soul. Meaning, since he's going to be chayev misa, he's therefore potter in tashlum. Because of kimle bidirab mine. We give him the worst punishment. Now why, if a person is chovel on Shabbos, is he potter? What malacha is there by hitting your friend and causing a wound on Shabbos? Isn't chovel mekalkel? Mekalkel is when you're doing a destructive act. On Shabbos, the only destructive acts that were chayiv is if through the destruction, there is a construction that you have in mind. Like if you destroy something with the intention to build. Erase with the intention to write over it. So here, chabura, causing a wound, what positive thing are you doing there? So the Rab brings that even though it's mekalkel, the malacha you're doing is because it's mesakenu etzel yitzro. The Gemara says that he was angry, and by punching the guy, he's calming himself down. This is alibed the Rambam, that malacha she'en etzricha legufa chayiv. The Rab is holding like the Rambam here, that shir chayiv and malacha she'en etzricha legufa is an iser midiraisa. However, most Rishonim don't learn this way, so it's going to be very schwer how to understand the Mishnah. Why a chovel b'chaveru b'shabbos is potter? Why is that not mekalkel? So some learn that, because in this case, because like the Gemara says, the case where a chovel would be chayiv is if it needed blood to, let's say, feed the guy's dog. So he punched something in order to get the blood out. Which is a kind of schwer to say in this case, though, because it's very schwer to say that he hit his friend in order that he should get the blood to use for a dog. But anyway, the din, though, is that kimle b'derab mine, since there's a chiyuv misa, he doesn't pay. V'chovel b'eved knani shalo pater mikulon. And like we hinted in the previous Mishnayos, if a person hits his eved knani that he owns, he's pater from everything. Because everything that goes to the eved goes to him, and also, obviously, Shevis, the lack of work, also is on his own clock anyway.